Good Tuesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Poet. We're kicking off the day with a first in playbook. Just as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is working to craft an Obamacare replacement bill, President Donald Trump is dining with 13 senators to discuss the status of that process. Here's the Republicans who are breaking bread with the president. Senators Rob Portman of Ohio, John Thune of South Dakota, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Mike Lee of Utah, Ted Cruz of Texas, Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, John Barrasso of Wyoming, Cory Gardner of Colorado, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Susan Collins of Maine, Joni Ernst of Iowa, and Orrin Hatch of Utah. But while Trump is talking health care over dinner, our colleague Burgess Everett is out with a status report on the bill. And it isn't looking good. He reports that some Republicans are trying to rein in expectations for killing Obamacare, as concern grows that they may blow a deadline or fall short of the 50 votes needed to pass the bill. Here's the state of play. McConnell is still aiming for a June vote, though lawmakers acknowledge it could slip to July. And while GOP leaders want to hold a vote as soon as possible, they continue to avoid hard deadlines. We've got a playbook exclusive this morning with Sergey Kislyak trying to repair the frayed U.S.-Russia relations. The diplomat played host last night at the Russian embassy to a slew of Washington insiders and diplomats in honor of Russia Day. Attendees were encouraged to pose for photos with signs that said, "I love Russia," and post the photos on social media. They also handed out a pamphlet highlighting the two countries' close relationship. On the cover, it reads, quote, "As an American, I love Russia, friend of Washington and Lincoln." At the top of the second page, there was this, quote, "As an American, I love Russia, because if not for Russia, there may not have been a United States of America." But while Russia was looking to highlight those close ties, Bloomberg is reporting that Russian hackers hit at least 39 state election systems in the 2016 election, almost twice the number that had been previously reported. And our own Alana Shore is reporting that a deal to boost Russian sanctions in the Senate is imminent. The palace intrigue drama at the Trump White House is once again swirling, with one of Trump's closest friends, Chris Ruddy, saying publicly that the president may fire Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller, and it would be a, quote, "significant mistake." Our colleague Josh Dossi gives us his Dossi download this morning, telling Playbook that the reality is Trump has sounded out associates about his concerns over Mueller, and no one knows what he might do. Trump has been warned against it by almost everyone, one advisor said, but he is often governed by self-preservation. Trump hates losing control of situations. He often lashes out when he feels someone could damage him, plus surrogates have begun telling him what trouble Mueller could pose. He met several times with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie at Bedminster over the weekend. So Dossi tells us it seems unlikely Trump will fire Mueller, but then again, no one expected him to fire James Comey. White House spokesman Sean Spicer put out a statement to reporters saying, quote, "Mr. Ruddy never spoke to the president regarding this issue. With respect to this subject, only the president or his attorneys are authorized to comment." But Ruddy doubled down in an email to us writing, quote, "Spicer issued a bizarre late-night press release that A, doesn't deny my claim the president is considering firing Mueller, and B, says I didn't speak to the president about the matter when I never claimed to have done so. Memo to Sean, focus your efforts on exposing the flim-flam Russian allegations against POTUS and highlighting his remarkable achievements. Don't waste time trying to undermine one of your few allies." Democrats are seeing a silver lining to all the Trump-Russia investigation hearings because it's creating new stars. Politico's Gabe DeBenedetti breaks it down in a story mentioning a slew of Dems who have gotten screen time in the hearings and surrounding Trump controversies. His list includes California Senator Kamala Harris, Minnesota Senator Al Franken, Virginia Senator Mark Warner, first-term Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar and California Representative Adam Schiff, who both have been front and center in harnessing the party's fury. In the juice, we've got Attorney General Eric Holder spotted on the new Delta LAX to DCA flight in Delta One. watching 8 days a week the Ron Howard documentary about the Beatles, and a Peacock update, the MSNBC shows Hardball, Andrea Mitchell Reports, and MSNBC Live with Hallie Jackson have all moved to the NBC studios at 400 North Capitol. Yesterday was the first day in the new studios. They joined Greta Van Susteren's For the Record, which has aired from the Capitol Hill location since its inception. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.